Welcome to the Bra Detection Hotline. I'm here with Mikey, Deontay, and of course, Ball or me.
Yeah. Last episode we had Cody on. Well, Cody was the only one on, but now he's died again. But this episode,
guess
we're talking
back
about wacko dreams.
Yeah, poggers.
Yeah. I had a pretty whack dream 2 days ago. Deontay had a pretty whack dream, I don't know when.
I have no experience with these whack dreams.
You have no experience? Lit. That's lit. So, well, I already told Deontay this story, or this dream. So, I'll just go ahead and start, and so you can hear it, and then Deontay could say it, and then it's a surprise for both of us. Because who knows? He probably got shot by... And he's gone.
He's gone. No, Ball.
Ball. Well, and he's
back. You
know
how hard it is recording on phone?
Then don't turn off your phone.
I literally, it does it on its own.
Then just keep it on. Also, I want to know how quick you were able to like turn it off and then turn it back on where your name changes immediately. You went from Ball to H in like 2.5 seconds. Okay, well, I'll just start off. If he can hear me, he can hear me. If you can't, then you can't. Okay, starting of the dream. I'm at my house, and I live in like sort of a, like a little, here they call it like a wash, but it's like a little tiny valley, right? And at the bottom of the valley, there's this brand new like built house that it's never been there before. And in my dream, all of a sudden, it's there, right?
No. Tonight,
shut up. Okay. I'll say the N-word and harass your entire family. Anyways.
Except for my mom.
Yeah, except for your mom. Respect women. So there's this, like, I see this, like, campfire. He keeps leaving. I see this, like, campfire. And, like, the day of the dream, so like not, so when the day of the dream, right? Jesus Christ, how quick is this? Okay, the day of the dream, me and my dad ordered pizza, and it came 2 hours late.
No fucking way.
2 hours late, man. Explain
two
that.
Hours.
2 hours. Basically, in my dream, I think it related to the pizza guy. And I'm not threatening this guy or whatever. If like someone around us,
I'm
like
not
in the area,
him, I just pulled a gun on him.
No, I didn't do anything. I just saw him die. I just saw the pizza man die brutally, and me like instead of like yelling like, "Hey, what are you doing?" Like I just pull out my phone and start recording, and then like I like the guy's dead, and like I have it all on video and whatever. And then, like, whoa. I think I call the wait, cops or something, and I tell them, like, hey, I think I just saw this guy murdered. And they go, oh, where are you from? And then, like, I tell them everything.
Massachusetts. And then,
Massachusetts, exactly. And then the dispatcher or whatever, he, like, tells me, like, oh, yeah, we already handled it. I'm like, okay, that's weird because I didn't see any cops. Jesus Christ. Jess is like having 20 heart attacks. Anyways, so like then it feels like
anyways, so, I just started blast. What was this about the pizza man?
Yeah, I'm not done. So then it feels like it's the next day in my dream, right? And I like visit these people that like sort of seemed like my cousins, but they weren't my cousins. So, like,
they
it was, like,
gone.
A weird relationship. And then they tell me, like, oh, yeah, bro, we got this video of a guy getting absolutely bodied. And I'm like,
poggers.
Cool. And they show me the video, and it's the pizza man, but, like, from a different angle. I'm like, I'm like, bruh, I have a video of that guy getting bodied, too. And I show them my video. And then all of a sudden, like, I wake up. And I knew it was a dream, but it felt real as fuck. So then I just like immediately like grab my phone, go to photos to make sure that I don't have a video of a guy getting like absolutely murdered. And I didn't, which is good. And I'm glad the pizza man isn't dead, except he should not take 2 hours to deliver pizza.
Bitch.
That's my dream. It's pretty weird.
That's kind of bonko.
Now, Deontay.
No.
You said you... Everybody shut the fuck up, okay? Deontay, you said you had a dream of your own, right?
Yeah, it was just a weird... It wasn't scary or anything. It was just weird.
Get closer to your mic.
Ball sacking my balls.
It wasn't scary. It was just weird.
Okay, then tell the
yeah,
dream.
Yeah, tell the fucking dream.
Whoa.
Spit it out, bitch boy.
Okay, lit. Continue, come on.
He's dead.
This isn't your first kindergarten presentation.
I think it is.
We've already done, and he's fucking left. Lit. Can we get a round of applause for Deontay?
Woo!
10 episodes in, and it's like this is his first presentation.
Pog.
So have you had any weird dreams?
Yeah, I thought you guys were talking like weird dreams, but you're just talking like dreams. So yeah, I have. It was actually the other night. Me and these 8 people were on this fucking boat, right? Like a little rowboat, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Like, you were there. Deontay was there. Deontay said the N-word. I'm kidding. That didn't happen in the dream. Maybe it did. Maybe I just forgot. But we were all just vibing the fuck out. And somehow we rode the boat to Mr. Burger's classroom. Yeah. Let me speak. And my mom walked out and she was like, "You don't want to go in there." I'm like, "Yeah, I do." And so we all go in there, right? Keep in mind, there's like 8 people. I only recognize like 4 of them. They're all kids our age, you know?
Okay.
And we all go in there and the computers are all on. And do you remember back when we fucking played, like, Minecraft Education?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, there was, like, this big thing set up, and, yeah, and somebody just dropped dead, and we left.
From where? Like, the...
No,
like one of the 8 people?
No, one of the 8 people. And we were like, oh, shit. She was right. We got to get out.
Oh, your mom?
Yeah. I forgot to mention. We were like fucking... We like got on the Minecraft and we're playing like Hunger Games for like 2 minutes. And then somebody died like in real life. And we're like, oh, shit. Okay. Bye. The entire time, Mr. Burger did not say a single thing, but he was there.
He was there?
He was watching.
That'd be weird.
It was ominous. And
now Deontay, you're back, right?
Wait, let me finish talking. So we leave Mr. Burger's classroom and the boat's gone and we're like, oh shit, how do we leave? So like 4 of the people jump into the water, right?
So the whole school is like in a tsunami or in a fucking ocean.
Yeah, sure, I guess. But it was literally just that one classroom, everything else was gone. And they get grabbed by something and we're like, oh boy, guess we gotta climb to the roof, right? Listen, man, it made sense in the dream. So we climb to the roof and the roof becomes the boat.
What?
And then there's like this.
Wait.
No. I'm not done. It's almost finished though. Okay. So you're all like, man, this has really been a crazy day, hasn't it? And I'm like, yeah. And then Deontay falls off.
Then a freeze frame.
And it ends.
How the fuck does the building turn into a boat?
It makes sense in the dream.
They both start with B.
That still doesn't mean anything.
Building.
So what, like, the building turns into a boat, then what?
No, just the, no, what it's happens? Just the roof.
Oh, it's just the roof that turns into the...
Now it makes sense.
Sort of, I guess. But, like, then what? It's just a upside-down roof floating in the middle of the ocean.
No, it became a boat.
How? this doesn't make any sense.
In the dream, okay? So, like, we're like, man, we gotta get out of here. That ocean's dangerous, man. And then we climb the roof. And it turns into a boat. And we're like, man, this has really been a wacko day. And Mikey's all like, yeah. And Deontay follows in the dream ends. Yeah.
I remember in middle school, you would try to climb it. You would try to climb that building, the boat. Yeah.
I just love boats.
Boat.
Okay, Deontay, don't leave this time and tell us your stupid story.
Boat.
Motherfucker, he did it on purpose. He did it on purpose.
Mikey, your mic is going a little wacko mode, if I do say so the least.
Huh?
Your microphone is going a little wacko.
No, you.
And it's going a little.
No, you.
So, balls. But.
Balls.
You ever search for deeper meaning in your dreams and you're like, no, I'm just.
Yikes.
Huh?
You ever search for deeper meaning in your dreams and you're like, no, I'm just.
Yikes.
Sometimes. You shouldn't say that word because now I have to bleep it.
Oh, yeah, I don't listen to the podcast, so I don't know how much you have to do.
I know. Bitch.
Yeah.
Deontay, tell us your dream.
Deontay, it's not even funny. You're just being fucking annoying. I'm going to kick you off permanently. I have control.
No, you don't. You have no bit of control. I don't have control. Well, how are you going to have control?
I'll tell you something. I know a southerner, okay?
Oh, God, no.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you should tell him to call. You should tell him to call.
Yeah, call. Please.
You have to leave, though.
It's cool. It's cool. You do you.
All right. Do you guys really want to talk to the southerner? He's been rowdy today. All right.
Oh no.
He's been rowdy.
I mean, I think Deontay is good friends with him. So.
All right, man. Mike, you're gonna have to tell him what Deontay says, though. Otherwise, he's not gonna want to talk because he's heard of Deontay's existence.
Oh God. Okay, let's give him a call.
All right.
Deontay, you ready to talk to your friend?
Yeah.
You sure?
Maybe.
Okay, well.
Oh, there we go. Now it's louder.
We're giving him a good call.
Who the fuck is this?
Hi, sir. Welcome to
it's you.
It's the Bra Detection Hotline. You're on your farm? That's good. We have a certain friend here, who says he's good friends with you.
I don't know who you're talking about.
Tell him that I know I joined. Wow, I messed up. Nah, forget it.
Listen, I was in bed with my mother, and she opened up to me about needing more workers, but also not wanting to pay.
Tell him that I know he joined the KKK.
You know what I'm saying? And
what?
This is now illegal thanks to them goddamn liberals.
What are you saying, Deontay?
He's just going on and on.
On the deep web.
Sir, your friend is black.
I was ready for a hang up noise.
I'm gonna need a minute.
Need a medic?
He said a minute.
Oh, I thought he said medic.
I need a medic.
Tell me, what is this man of color saying?
He says that you're gonna need a minute to process everything.
That's what I said. But you wanna know what? He's the one that's gonna need a medic.
Oh
no.
Sir, are you threatening a man of color?
Oh, absolutely. Man, it's young,
it's tell him that I'm half white.
If
I ever saw either of you on sale on the deep web, I would buy you up.
Yeah, sir.
That's right. I'm not only a southerner and a racist, I'm also an international criminal.
Sir, your friend is half white, though.
Dear God. It's like yin yang.
That was a good one.
Some people could say that, or others could say that it has nothing to do with race and that he's just a person.
Oh, it has everything to do with race, I'll tell you that. You want to know what my mother said when I was having a powwow with her?
A powwow?
Oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah. Well, my mother.
What happened? What'd she say to you?
She whispered in my ear. You know, a little birdie told me. And I don't remember what the rest, but I'm sure it was racist.
Yo, if a bird is talking to his mom, I think his mom has a problem.
Your friend says that he thinks your mom has a problem.
I love how you didn't say the other half.
Way in the South, everyone ain't a problem. Listen, man, I only got my right testicle because I'm inbred.
Story of my
life. So you don't take take offense to him saying that your mom has an issue?
Oh, I don't take anything from a half human.
Oh.
Sorry for my laugh. That wasn't very likely. I would have laughed at my own beliefs.
Oh,
half human.
Now I'm also going to go on a racial
crusade,
a racial rant right here.
Oh, uh-huh.
You know, if it wasn't for those goddamn.
Oh, whoa! This might be a bit too offensive for our sponsor Anchor. Make sure you download Anchor and make sure you share this dumb podcast to someone else who might hate it. Yeah, so we'll continue this part. This might have been too offensive, but yeah, also this is a joke. Bye.
I'm
just had an awakening. Did you say I had an awakening?
I'm done being racist.
Oh, he's done being racist.
There's no point in it. We're all just monkeys in the end.
Okay, sir, thank you for coming on to the Bread Detection Hour.
I have one more thing to say.
Let him finish.
Okay.
Support my farm.
Did you say I love my farm?
I'm going to have to go and do a little bit of rethinking since I'm no longer a racist. It's dawned on me that there is more to this world than hating black people, which I never thought before. So, I'm going to have to seriously consider some stuff.
Okay.
Some stuff.
Including that, you know, black people might even be human too. I guess everyone can change, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tom, I'm very scared.
You know, sir, I have a feeling that you're uncomfortable talking to me. Am I bringing up something controversial?
Sort of, yeah.
Oh. Fucking beat you to death, you damn.
Oh. I love this podcast. So yeah, that was our southern now not racist, which is
pretty... I don't know
why do you talk to that guy, honestly?
Hey man, no, at the end he said he's not racist anymore. Yeah, he said that in the end we're all monkeys.
Spoken like a true man.
Exactly. He has now earned my respect.
Incredible. The story arc of a southerner who became not a racist.
The story arc of a southerner.
Deontay, listen. We all know you've been stalling for the past 24 minutes.
No, I haven't.
Now, tell us your story. Your dream.
I think his dream was of a southerner.
It makes sense. He said it was, it could have been scary. Just tell us your dream, Deontay.
Listen, man, we had to bring on the fucking southerner.
Did he just...
Hey, yo, this dude just, like, hit me up. Hold on.
Oh no.
He's illiterate, so I'm gonna have to take a minute to decode what he said.
Deontay,
mm-hmm.
You need to tell us your dream. You've left us on a cliffhanger for way too long.
Dude, I only remember like the last 10 seconds of it.
Then tell us the last 10 seconds.
Okay, then tell us the last 10 seconds.
Literally, it's all about I was running in a desert, and then I turn left, and I'm suddenly in my house, and then there's a dinosaur chasing me. I said it was weird. it was just weird, dude. That's literally what happened.
Bro, just imagine you're like trying to...
What type of dinosaur?
Pterodactylosaurus.
It wasn't even like my whole house. It was like the left side of my house.
Was it the N-word source?
Oh, I've heard... Hey, Mikey, I have a suggestion. Don't censor what he said. The man. The southern man. Leave it as is. Let the people hear the truth, you know? You know, some may say I'm actually just a psychopath with a split personality. Some may say that.
Some may.
But in the end, we're all just monkeys.
Oh my god.
We're all just... So Deontay, what did you get eaten by the dinosaur?
No,
did the dinosaur like end up molesting you?
I forced myself awake by like closing my eyes, and then it was really hard to open them.
That's interesting.
So you woke up then?
Did you have morning wood?
Go cry.
What? I'm asking the real questions here, Deontay.
No, I just woke up and it was like,
nice.
What happened?
Did you go cry to your dad?
Deontay, have you done what I told you to do?
Oh, no.
You're such a little bitch.
What'd you tell him? What'd you tell him to do?
There's a little favor I had to ask him, right?
Wait, you're the southerner?
No, he comes out sometimes.
Okay. Oh my god, it is. He does have a split personality.
Some may say.
You know, also, all of his experiences are... he isn't mentally okay.
The southerner?
I was waiting for him to say no, me.
No. I have something strange going on. I can't figure it out yet.
That can be taken two ways.
But he's been put in extensive simulation. Bringing him through rounds and rounds and rounds of sex with his immediate family and hatred of people of color to the point where he doesn't even know what he is anymore. So I think it's incredible that someone like that could have an awakening to everybody's just a monkey anyway.
I mean, it's true. He went from a racist to now monkey.
Some say he's in the jungle now.
That reminded me of the Planet of the Apes movie.
Dude, I wonder where they put all those monkeys now.
Jungle.
So there's just a jungle full of talking monkeys?
That's where he went. He went to go speak to them.
Dude.
Him.
The funny man.
Would you rather die by a dinosaur or a monkey?
A dinosaur, because a monkey is just tears you apart.
Imagine on your gravestone, got literally fucking destroyed by a monkey, LMFAO. I wouldn't know his exact words.
Literally fucking destroyed.
Guys, so my therapist has been talking to me about the split personality thing, telling me it's a real issue, and that he should probably stop putting me into this simulation. I don't know what the fuck he was talking about.
He's Neo.
Have you guys ever built a snowman?
No.
Yeah?
I built a cum man.
Deontay, what happened to the snowman after?
Died. Penis in it.
Nope.
You do that too?
It's gross.
Poggers.
So, Deontay, how is it being privileged?
What? Wait, what?
How is it being privileged?
He's speaking facts, honestly.
I don't know.
How is it being privileged?
Deontay, I await your answer.
I don't know.
Deontay.
Are you saying,
I refuse
you
to
saying
wait.
Privileged is harder
I refuse to wait any longer for an then. Answer, Deontay.
Are you saying it's being harder privileged than a kid working in Mexico?
What? What? No.
So you're saying being rich is
Mikey,
is,
I have a few questions.
Is bad?
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. I think I ate too many painkillers.
Ah, opiate addiction, my favorite.
I'm starting to be able to not feel every time I hit my ankle with the scooter.
Is that your ultimate goal here?
No, that's just a superpower.
Ah, I have that superpower.
Next is
no. You're lying.
Then after that, it's getting shot.
Soon, I'll be able to step on Legos. How do you guys think the world's gonna end? I personally think that we're all gonna die.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I disagree.
You think we're not gonna die? And
yeah,
that's how the world's
there's gonna
end?
Be too many of us. It's gonna overflow. Because everybody's just gonna decide that they don't want to die anymore. And God's gonna be like, oh.
Dude, if you get every, if you, hey, listen, I watch Vsauce, so now I'm basically smarter than you. If you fill every, or if you grab every person on Earth, you can barely, you can't even fill up the Grand
Man.
Canyon.
Hands across America is a lie.
Man, you know, people are gonna stop dying. That Grand Canyon's gonna fill up. I'll tell you that. Oh boy, that Grand Canyon's gonna fill, and it's gonna fill hard.
Did anybody else think that Oprah was
no.
Obama's
yeah.
wife?
It sounds funny.
Dude, imagine being named
imagine
after
Imagine being
sport.
Named after Oprah.
Let's get into the real discussions, okay? Is jacking off considered
a sport? Absolutely. If you can sit around and call golf a sport, then absolutely jacking off is a sport.
No, dude. Breaking news. Want to know what they consider a sport? Flying kites. That's a
you know,
sport. Flying kites is a sport.
If jerking off is a sport, I'm a professional athlete.
Did you know there's professional tag?
Nah, man.
Man, nah. I can't wait to apply to college and they see this and they're like, so, we heard of a Southern split personality. And I'm like, oh, really?
Nah, man. If jacking off was a sport, I'd be an Olympian. Gold medalist.
The fastest hand in the West. Called. Deontay, bro, if jacking off was a sport, Deontay would be a fucking wimp.
I know. Deontay would have like been classified with type 2 diabetes.
All right, boys, jacking off is the only sport in the world. What are you doing?
Yeah. If it's the only sport, I'm becoming. I already am, Olympian gold medalist, jack offer.
Yeah, I agree.
Listen. If you're telling me holding a plastic piece of circle and throwing a paper bag thingy,
do you making it feel fly around like a plastic bag
flying through the wind?
I'm calling the Southerner.
No more Southerner.
No, I'm gonna call whoever picks up the phone.
Okay, but there's professional tag.
Hello, welcome to the Bread Detection Hotline.
No! I don't want it to be bread!
I think that's the
Listen, we're out of ideas. Give us your money.
That's not how that works.
Man, I have 3 or 4 personalities.
No, man, you listen here, man. We're out of topics. No, who do you think you are? You give us your money.
El Chapo, what are you
doing? No, you're the Chapo. You.
Oh, no!
Si, senor. Oh my God, that's an old ass meme, Deontay.
When you said that.
What? Do we got somebody?
Oh no, the Southerner came out.
Listen, man, I'll give a call to one of my standing wives. She has connection.
Listen, man. Hey, you better. Hey, are you listening?
No, I'm real good.
Good. You better give us your money.
Been fooled. This isn't really El Chapo.
No, man. No, you give us. Don't forget my senior discount.
Imagine seeing El Chapo ask for a senior discount.
And, is this what they call the Bread Detection Hotline?
Yeah, and it's available everywhere like Spotify, God. Apple Podcasts, and many more.
Wow, that's fucking stupid.
Hey, man, you listen here. You give us your money, we give you a shit podcast.
Deal's a deal.
Can't wait.
Exactly. Now I expect $5 million. You can even say million. In the bank, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Great. Now fuck off, you dumb Mexican.
Is that any way to treat your number one fan?
No, you're not the number one fan. We have people from
in that one
Canada, Irish,
Ireland,
England,
unknown
America place. Let's see where else we got our
United
listeners.
Countries of America.
Oh, yeah. We're in Germany, boys. We're in Germany.
I've been there before.
We could say something really bad. Germany, you're not forgiven. Not yet. Until you give us more listeners, we'll forgive you. And then we got Belize. Belize.
Whatever that place is.
Man.
Shout out Puerto Rico.
Now, let me recommend a place here. You ever heard of Wiener Schnitzel?
Wiener Schnitzel. Where's Wiener Schnitzel?
Germany.
It's in Germany. Wiener Schnitzel in Germany?
Yeah. I think it's a German word, maybe.
Damn, man. I'd love to go camping in Germany.
Oh, my God. I don't think he caught. I don't think he caught.
I feel like you get. I feel like you can get so much concentration from camping, especially in Germany.
Man, I like that joke. You're gonna have to cut that out.
No, I'm leaving it in.
You're just like making.
Oh wait, German Jews are gonna
not be anymore. It's 6% of our listeners. Germany, you're forgiven. We forgive you for your mistakes.
Yeah. Since one ball is no longer in control.
Exactly. Now, okay. Bye, loser.
Wait.
No.
Wait.
Bye, loser.
Question about your podcast.
Oh, yeah, sure. What's the question?
He trusts him.
Where is your podcast available?
Oh, Spotify? Sure. Apple Podcasts. I could list off all of them. No.
I can do a little rap right now.
No.
I
don't believe it.
No.
Sure.
We're available on Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify Podcast, Breaker, Overcast, and Radio Public. Bing, bong, boom.
Is that him rapping?
You wanna spit some fire bars? Go ahead, spit the bars. Okay.
No, it's not enough. Get him back. Ooh, did he spit some fire?
Dude, where'd you go?
Did he spit some fire?
Spit some fire bars.
He spit some fire.
Oh no! Hey Jesse, a little bird told me you spit fire bars. No, he didn't. Jesse, you have 9 seconds to spit some bars, okay?
Guys, I think I have multiple brain disorder. Too many. Cool.
All this is different. Your beat, okay? I have your beat right here,
man.
Ready? You're about to spit Alabama. Some bars, okay?
Hey. Welcome to the Blood Detection Hotline. Everything you've heard up until now is just a dream. What if it was all just a dream? We're asking the real questions here at the Blood Detection Hotline. If you have any blood that you would like us to detect, please let us know.
Like, what are questions?
Ball sack juice. Yeah, tasty.
Do you guys think the world is a simulation?
You get what I'm saying?
I feel like if the world was a simulation, what's the point to live?
To see how many trophies you can get.
Man, 4.
No, like...
Did you just... I thought he said Thor.
Well, it seems like Mikey's
like
gone forever.
If the world is a simulation, doesn't that mean everything is pre-planned?
If everything was a simulation,
that mean,
what's...
Like,
that's cool.
Like no matter what you do, you're going to get the same outcome.
Hey, if everything's a simulation, what if I could hack in and give myself superpowers?
It don't work like that, bro. You gotta...
It's literally gotta The Matrix.
Oh, I've never watched that movie.
You gotta be Elon Musk.
Me either.
Same. All I know is Keanu Reeves is in it.
I didn't even know he was part of it until 2 years ago.
Who? I can't even hear Mikey, by the way.
You're breathtaking.
You can't?
Yeah, no, not at all. I literally can't hear him. I'm gonna continue the podcast like
Can
this.
Can you hear me?
Well, that's all for the Broad Detection Hotline. Thank you all for listening. I'll see you later.
Oh, he actually left.
Okay, Deontay, what else can you
that's
tell
literally
about
a
your dream? You don't remember anything else? You literally left me on a cliffhanger. You got chased by a dinosaur, then what? Hello, welcome to the Blood Detection Hotline.
Speak.
Yeah. I feel like there's more lore going into this.
They go.
Well,
they found me.
Who found you? Pissed. What,
no,
maybe you should.
You don't understand. He's the experimenter.
Oh, then shouldn't his name be the experimenter instead of the therapist?
That's only what they call him.
Yeah.
Kevin Wendelcrum.
Yeah. No, listen, man. Listen, man. He knows everything. Yeah.
Who, the therapist?
He knows the truth.
He knows the truth? What's the truth?
He'll find me. He's been following me. He has more control than any of you could imagine.
How much control? I got rid of him. That was more easier than I thought. Wait, Deontay. In the last episode with Cody, me and Cody ended it on, we were about to talk about YouTube. So I'm going to ask you this question. Which do you think is better? Old YouTube or new YouTube?
Because people actually got paid.
Old YouTube? Well, okay, think about it in like entertainment wise, like which
entertainment wise this better? One right now. New YouTube.
New YouTube?
Mikey talk.
Which oh god, he's back.
Yeah.
Nope. Which era do you which year do you think it was better? Like which year do you think YouTube was at its prime?
I don't know if you're asking me or him anymore.
I'm asking you. I'm keeping Jesse out of here.
Oh, good. He 2018. No, whenever Carson 18? Got on it.
Carson? Well, is he really? I guess you could say he's a YouTuber.
I don't know what he is.
I see. Oh no, I see Carson more of as the Twitch streamer.
I don't like the door closing sound.
I'm keep. Oh god, he's back. I just gotta keep calling him.
This. Oh my god, the therapist is one of his other personalities.
Dude, I'm trying to keep him controlled.
Do you want to know what I call to keep him under control something? You want to know? Pardon me, so I can explain myself.
I don't want to know.
Do you want to? I read this podcast, Mike Obama. I can't even hear him anymore.
Okay.
Every single time he calls me, I'm not able to hear him.
What? Good.
So, let me explain myself. Do you want to know what I call the act of giving myself multiple personalities and having them be scared of me? I call that playing with myself.
I thought he was going to say I call it trying to get attention. Oh, I'm still here.
Something what that happened? Deontay has not experienced.
Oh my god. He comes back at the worst time.
But I think I'm done from this day on. I'll leave you all to your existence for now. You have no clue how powerful my balls are. Yeah.
We're gonna see Jesse after this quarantine. He's gonna like actually be psychotic.
You don't know what this has done to me. Farewell,
Jesse,
Kevin.
How much do we have to pay? I want Jesse to shave his head.
We should do it. Tie him down and shave his head.
Do you think he would do it? Do you think he would ever shave his head?
If he had lice or like cancer, maybe. But that's.
Oh my god!
Those are the only exceptions. I think he would like cut his hair.
Remember when I? I don't know if you were there, but remember when I challenged people to a rock paper scissors match. And if I lost once, I had to shave my head.
Heard the story.
Aha! It is I, Kevin 11.
Oh my god!
Jesse, how much do we have to pay you for you to shave your head?
It is I.
He spelled Kevin wrong.
It was intentional. It is I, Kevin 11.
How do you spell Kevin wrong? No, that's not even Kevin. That's Kevin.
Okay, wait, hold on.
No,
that's 11. Oh, lit. We lost the original Kevin Wender. Jesse, how much do we have to pay you for you to shave your head?
No. Wait, how much money are we talking?
Would you do it? Let's see, how much do I have? I have a good 1, 2, 3... 4.
Man, that sounds like almost enough to afford the haircut. No.
Would you shave your head?
Mikey, you can't give me these
Deontay,
tiny bribes
would you shave your head?
Anymore. Chump. I'm a rich man off of Roblox now. You've forgotten.
I'll give you all the podcast earnings.
No.
We're striking a deal here. Yeah. That's like
160 something.
I don't know. Sounds like a lot of monies. That's a lot of scabulons.
Seems like enough to buy yourself
still
a new haircut.
Still confused how we spoke Kevin Rohn.
It is I, Kevin 11.
It's not even... Deontay, how much
I'm
do
like
I have
Ben
to pay 10, for you to shave
but
your
more.
Head? I hate you. Deontay, we need all that hair to go to charity. Shave your head.
Just wait until you guys meet Melv 12.
PS5? What?
He said a week.
What did he say?
Melf 12.
What?
I don't know if
Melf
12?
Melf.
M-E-L-F. Melf. Oh, Melf 12.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay, Jesse. I already asked Deontay, but which era of YouTube
Poggers.
Do you think is better, old or new?
I hate you.
I gave you my answer. It's Poggers.
Dude, you obviously means Poggers. I don't know how you don't understand it. It's an
That's
answer.
Not an answer.
I'm gonna have a fucking mental breakdown.
Kevin.
Hello, welcome to the Bread Detection Hotline. We're asking all of our viewers this question. Which era of YouTube do you think is better, old or new?
Oh, new.
No, you think new is better?
I love seeing content creators get fucked over by the platform. I'm a little bit of a sadist.
Sadist?
God, every time I look at
it,
you just spelled Kevin wrong.
Sir, one of our co-hosts is very annoyed with the word Kevin being spelled wrong. What's your opinion on that?
I think it was intentional.
You think it was intentional?
Yeah.
Do you think the person that wrote it intentionally should get punished?
Whoa.
No, like shaving their head punished.
Is that sexual?
Yeah, sure.
No.
It's not sexual at all. Should he get his head shaved?
In a sexual way?
No.
Fuck no.
Yes, in a very sexual way.
No.
What if it's like half-half?
Half-half. It's half-half.
What?
It's half-half.
In a sexual way?
Half-sexual, half-not.
25% not.
Crystal clear.
25% not. 75% yes.
No.
Other way around. 25% yes. 75% not.
Isn't that just the bald spot?
What?
Wait, did you say the bald spot? Oh, that was a voice crack.
The bald? I don't know what he said. I think he said something about multiply.
Multiply my nutsack. Multiply my
nutsack. Multiply my nutsack. Multiply my nutsack. Multiply my nutsack. Yeah, multiply that nutsack.
Got him out of here again. Kevin. That's lit. Should I put him on speaker? I don't even know what he's saying. What is he even saying?
Dude, I think he's a clone.
I'm turning him off the speaker.
Definitely, he just hit the bottom.
But this is a string. Oh.
My next form shall redeem the name Miguel.
I heard your mom was sexist.
Yeah, I have no idea how to, like, go off.
Okay.
Listen, man. What's better, pancakes or waffles?
Ah, the pain!
Listen, man.
My metamorphosis has begun.
I've had a
Monkey man.
I've had a constant battle with... pancakes and waffles. I've come to the conclusion that waffles are superior. And if you think otherwise, you can sue me in court.
I can't hear Mikey.
Dude.
Hey, Siri.
I've never had a waffle till, like, last year.
No! 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 No!
No! No!